10 of the state's largest hospitals say that $130 million in state Medicaid cuts is not only forcing hospitals to cut services to the poor, but the cuts are also illegal. Gordon McDonald is the hospital's attorney.
The state didn't consider what effect these rates would have on access to care for New Hampshire citizens. And at some point, the Medicaid rates get so low that providers cannot sustain it.
McDonald contends that under federal law, the state cannot cut Medicaid payments so much that access to health care for patients is threatened. Most of the hospitals in the lawsuit have already had major layoffs since the cuts were implemented last year, and say they plan to limit the number of Medicaid patients they serve. Assistant Attorney General Nancy Smith says that the hospitals, which are some of New Hampshire's largest employers, can weather the budget cuts without targeting low-income patients.
We're saying that we are complying with Medicaid law, that we understand they don't like the cuts, but that they can live with them for the time period they've been imposed.
Arguments for the case will continue on Friday in federal court. For NHPR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.